Hi, I'm Sonia DeBell, and we are here with Luis Eduardo Luna. And Luis has, you were born in Colombia, the past 40 years, studied anthropology, plants, you're a botanist, linguist, author of many books, co-authored many books, and your lifetime study has been on, do you want to say that for me?
Vegetalismo.
That's a difficult word, but it's plants that have healing properties, which is what we're going to talk about today. And one of those plants is a plant called ayahuasca. So ayahuasca was first discovered in the Amazon?
Yes, it is a discovery of Amazonian Indians, you know, let's say.
In the 1800s?
Well, you know, no, the oldest reference that we have to ayahuasca is from the 1800s, but probably it's very old, you know, because there have been people in the Amazon for 12,000 years, you know, so who knows
old
is this tradition.
And ayahuasca is a combination of plants?
Yes, a combination of two plants.
Okay, and those two plants work well with each other because?
These two plants contain different alkaloids.
Yeah.
One of the plants, psychotrobilis, contains dimethyltryptamine, which is a visionary agent.
Yeah.
But which is not orally active. It doesn't work if you take it orally. But if you add the other plant contains one alkaloid, which is harmine, which is it blocks the action of the enzymes that destroy DMT in the gut.
Right.
And then plus another alkaloid, tetrahydroharmine, has action, is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which is, has also other effects, you know, like being very aware.
Okay. And is this substance addictive?
Oh, absolutely zero. There's no addiction at all with this one. Because it is quite the opposite. People have to have a sort of courage, you know, to do it, you know, because it produces vomiting, diarrhea, sometimes the vision may be frightening to some people and so on. So, no. Most people do not want to try it again, you know.
So why do they try it?
They do it because they learn something from it. But it depends, you know, because it is used in different traditions. In among the indigenous people, it is used mostly to contact the spirit world, you know, to contact what they say it is behind this reality, and which is determining everything here, you know, like gain for the Indians, or health, or reproduction.
So I wanted to ask, I've heard that ayahuasca has healing properties. So a lot of people that actually have addictions to drugs, to alcohol, come in search of ayahuasca for healing. Is this true?
That's true. And apparently it is, in some instances, it's not a magic bullet, but very often it is effective. Because what happens is that somehow you search in yourself with the means of ayahuasca, the cause of your addiction. You know, why are you addicted to heroin, cocaine, alcohol, you know, nicotine, whatever, you know. Very, very often, that's something, well, it's controversial perhaps, you know, but very often people with addiction, it is because some sort of lack of something. So even sometimes people are looking for spiritual things and they don't know how, because our society is so dry in that respect. Start to do things. And then somehow with ayahuasca, what happens is that you go very deep into yourself and then find, you know, the
answers.
Cause. Yeah, answers to your existential
the causes of
illness.
I've heard this a lot, actually, and also really physical illness as well.
Yes, in some especially psychosomatic illnesses.
Okay.
You know? But on the other hand, now I.
So again, it's mental. Psychosomatic is a mental caused illness.
Yeah, but we know that how what you think affects your body, you know, and
exactly.
And so. Often by dealing with emotional problems, you may be healed physically as well. You know?
It's amazing. Do you feel that it's becoming more and more popular?
Apparently so. It's becoming more and more popular. And has positive aspects and negative aspects, but I think that it's very positive just to be aware that that's something that I have been writing about lately,
yeah.
Is that when we had the conquest of America, one third of the population were living in this continent, and but we lost everything from those cultures. 95% of the population died within 150 years of contact.
Yeah.
There are no philosophical, theological ideas, almost, you know, so we lost one third of the population, and we didn't gain, you know, the experiences, the knowledge they had.
Yeah.
And a great deal of the knowledge of this continent was based on the use of sacred plants. You know, San Pedro, Peyote, Ayahuasca in the Amazon,
Chacruna,
yeah, and so many plants, Anadenanthera peregrina, Anadenanthera corubrina, and other plants. So what is happening in a way is we are recovering somehow the knowledge of Amerindian, pre-Columbian Amerindians, and finding that they had a great knowledge, and then these plants can be tools, you know, for many things. Yeah.
And when people actually are in a ceremony, can you describe what happens?
Well,
when they take the ayahuasca?
It depends on the ceremony, but let's say in Peru, the typical is there is an ayahuasquero. They gather in a circle, take the brew, the ayahuasquero normally will be singing all night, and it will be in the dark, and then people go in deep into their visions. Very often the icaros, the sons of the ayahuasquero, somehow have an effect in the person. It also helps you to go through very difficult places, because often what happens is that people get afraid.
Yeah.
Afraid of their own demons, you know,
yeah.
Because suddenly everything is there in front of you, and you see your defects, your problems, your, you know, your limitations, and
so
all
it's
that.
It's not fun.
It's not fun at all. It's not, you know, it's not a something to use recreational.
No.
Absolutely
it's
not at all.
It's a journey for the brave warrior.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And do you think? I mean, these Ayahuasqueros, they are shamans? Is a shaman the same thing?
Well, okay, what happens is that we have been applying the term shaman, which is really originally from the Tungus culture, into many other practitioners. The way they call themselves is vegetalista,
okay.
You know, or ayahuasqueros, or maestros ayahuasqueros.
Yeah. And they call themselves this because they are masters of understanding the plant spirit?
Because they have been going through a training to learn how to use this properly. You
know? And give it to other people.
Yes, and then are able to give it to other people as well.
Didn't you 25 years ago go for this training?
I was doing field work in the Peruvian Amazon. I wanted to know what is happening in the minds of the people. So I had a couple of young people to do the training, and I wanted to somehow to record what is happening, but I did it myself as well, because I wanted to know it from inside, and I went through the process, and it's a very interesting process.
And did you come out of the other side a different person?
Well, in a way, yes, because you understand the reality much more richer than we thought, that I thought, you know, that there are hidden aspects to reality which are amazing, which Western culture has no idea at all. You know, so
that's the. I think that's the key. When I hear ayahuasca, I think of a journey that is for the soul, for the consciousness, and some way to help you to have a richer experience of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the alternative is very dull, and it's very manufactured, like little processed people versus experiencing life in its reality, or not just in its reality.
But these are very, very deep experiences. Often people may go back into even their birth, you know, perinatal experiences, or going back to traumatic experiences when they were children, or the other thing is that suddenly you realize many things and you start to forgive people, you know, people in your family or, you know, or bad relationship, that you understand the other side, and then you understand that, you know, it's better to put peace. and and which that helps very much you, because to forgive is tremendous liberation as well.
Absolutely. So would you say that, in your opinion, if you are somebody who is seeking a growth in self and consciousness, would you recommend something like ayahuasca?
I would recommend, but with a good person. You know, that's the thing. You know, that you have to know where you go to, or you have to find out about what is the background of the person offering, because it's becoming popular means that also people with not much training are offering this, and so you have to, but
practice caution.
Absolutely, yeah.
So thank you so much.
All right.
It's been amazing.